Oh, Amen. The comfort abides. I'm rich, I'm rich. Yeah. Now I'm feeling so much better.
Oh, talking about this good old way. Oh, feeling so much better.
Children, Rachel, Daniel, William.
Amen.
Ah, there's so many to name. When they sing it, the Lord says, okay, Brother George is not selfish. For their sake, I'll go down.
Amen.
You see, so he comes down for their sake. So we feel better. Let's sing that. This old world can never hold me.
Not to
church, or that can be a fearful thing. Depends on what you're doing. Depends on what's inside of your heart.
Hallelujah!
Remember the prophet, I always remember the first thing that the angel told him just about when he met the angel was, tell the people, their thoughts in heaven speak louder than their words on earth.
Oh my.
And that's the service of probably your sister Peter and your family.
Amen.
There's something about what he watches. He doesn't just watch the outwards, but he looks upon the heart. And that is the real, real secret. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 131. Let's get a torch as we come for prayer this evening. Psalm 141. This is David speaking about prayer.
Amen.
Let's read it from verse 1. It says, Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Mm. So what is he saying? He says, Lord, I need you to quickly help me. He says, give ear to my voice. Let me just not make noise like the prophets of Baal, but give ear. Let my voice be heard when I cry unto you.
Hallelujah.
Then he says in verse 2, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Yes, sir.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening
sacrifice. Amen.
Oh, so he wants his prayer to come up as a sweet fragrance before the Lord.
Amen.
As the incense that was offered upon the golden altar right before the most holy place. Let's read Revelations 8 as well. When it speaks about the prayers of the saints. Revelations 8. Let's read verse 3 and verse 4. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. Is the high priest, the golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. No, so the prayer of the saints, it was not enough. The prayer had to be offered with incense in order to be accepted before the Lord. That he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Father, we bring ourselves unto you for how much we would desire upon this night that you would grant us, Lord, that access once
again. Amen.
The access, Lord, the children, the access, Father, Lord, of your beloveds, the ones that you look upon. Father, that you'd allow us to come right unto the throne of mercy upon this night.
Yes, Lord.
As
our
servant David prayed, that you'd hearken speedily. That, Father, you'd hearken unto his voice. The voice of his supplication.
Amen.
Lead us, Lord, that it wouldn't be us that would seek you, but, Father,
Amen.
May it be you in us.
Amen.
Father, it might be acceptable before you.
Amen.
Bless your people. Even as prayer has been prayed. Brother Scott, Lord, you pray for him, them that haven't managed to come, them that have traveled.
Yes,
you pray your blessing, that you watch over them and keep them as well. But us that have gathered, guide us in our meditation.
Yes, hallelujah.
Word. Bring us, Lord,
Amen.
Unto thy throne this night for your glory.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If I give it a small topic, let's just speak about burning incense. Now, obviously in English, you can put different emphasis on different words. I'm not speaking about that we are supposed to burn incense. But I want to speak about incense that is burning.
Amen.
Because incense in the Bible wasn't acceptable until it was burning.
Amen.
If there wasn't fire added to the incense, then you could prepare the incense, put all the different spices together according to the divine plan, the divine prescription that the Lord had made concerning incense. But the incense had to be burned. And then when it was burning, when you took all of those different things together that the Lord had told Moses that this is what pleases me in incense. And you took those things and you put fire into them and that came up now as a cloud before the throne. That was a pleasing sacrifice before.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sure that none of us would desire that our worship, our offering, our prayer upon this night wouldn't be acceptable before the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, who wants to travel and come here and pray, and then your prayer just hits the ceiling and bounces back again?
Amen.
You don't want it to be like that. You know, you want your prayer to be acceptable. So let's just have a look as we think of this burning of incense. Now, this incense was an absolute prerequisite if you wanted your prayer to be accepted in those days of the Bible. Then you read it even in Luke chapter 1 with Zacharias, when it was his the course of Abia. It was his turn in the priesthood to come and offer incense at the time of the offering of incense. And he would go and put the incense, the priest, the fragrance would go up before the Lord. And the people then outside would offer their prayer at that time.
Amen.
And the prayer had an effect, because that incense now, that sweet fragrance which the Lord had prescribed, came up before the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And at the same time as an incense under the old covenant coming up before the presence of the Lord, the people now would pray at the time of the evening sacrifice, at the time of incense, and their prayers would now mingle with that incense and would be like acceptable before the Lord. And the Lord would smell a sweet fragrance before
Amen.
The Lord. Yeah, and that's really what you would desire. It reminds us in the New Testament of Cornelius, where the angel was sent to him. And what did the angel say to him? It says, Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial before God.
Amen.
That's a serious thing to think about, friends. But there's a certain, you know what, just like every believer knows it, there's a certain prayer that you pray, and then you just come away from that type of prayer, you know, you just said words. But there's another type of prayer. There's another something that when you approach him in a certain way, and there's a certain type of prayer,
Amen.
You know that prayer is God through.
Amen.
And you come away from that place, and you know that prayer has come up before the Lord. Because
Amen.
You cannot offer a sweet savor before the Lord, and the Lord doesn't respond. There's always a divine response when prayer is made the right way.
Amen.
And that's really what you want this evening. It's just to come before him. But we'd really like to come his provider way, the problem, the approach to God. That says you can't just come into the courthouse, you know, you can't come into the courtroom and say, hey, judge. You won't be able to get an audience with a judge like that. You've got to come at the right time. You've got to come the right way. You've got to give him his respect. You've got to give him his title, your honor, or whatever you want to call him, the prophet
Amen.
Says. And then you'll win favor so that he gives you an ear. That when you put your request now before his judgment seat, you've already got some favor
Amen.
With him. So what are the different things, if you look in Revelation 8, we'll just take that as our scripture. But what were the things here which really, really the Bible defines here in prayer, like unacceptable prayer? There's certain things which you'll see. The first thing it calls it the prayer of saints. You know, so it shows that if you really want your prayer to be acceptable before the Lord tonight, you've got to be living the right kind of a life.
Amen.
You've got to be in the right kind of a relationship
yes.
if you want your prayer to be heard before the Lord, because it's the prayer of saints
Amen.
That the Lord really, really hears. And you'll see that concerning Abel. The Bible says God had respect unto Abel and then to his offering. You know, so it's not your offering. The God doesn't really look so much at that. That's how in the song saying, watching you, watching you. There's not so much the offering that you bring, but it's you, the condition of your heart. You know, is your heart a sanctified vessel? Is it really something that you've set aside as the throne room of the Most High? You know, that you've given him the preeminence. You haven't filled your heart with worldly things before you come for the prayer meeting. You know, but you've got yourself filled with his presence. You can sing the song, prepare me to be your sanctuary.
Amen.
You know, that you really are a sanctuary of the Most High.
Amen.
That inside of your soul, it's not just you.
Amen.
That whatever's going to come from your heart today in prayer, it's not just coming from a heart that's just made of humanity, that's just got your humanity inside. But it's a sanctuary that the throne room is inside of you, and that the burdens and the desires and the requests that you're going to put before the Lord, they're coming from a heart in which the Shekinah is dwelling, where he is overshadowing the mercy seat. You know, and so that even the desires, the burdens, the deep that you pray, he is the one that's leading you to pray. He is the one that's burdening you. He is the one that's putting certain things in your mind, certain things inside of your heart. You know, it's the prayer of saints, it's sanctified ones. It's his chosen ones. Those are the ones that the prayer came before the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor. You think of all of the people in the Bible. You know, their prayers when they were answered. You see it in Daniel chapter 10, verse 11, when the angel came to him, and the angel said, oh, Daniel, a man greatly beloved.
Amen.
You know something? He was greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak to you. And then he said in verse 12, He said, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I'm come for your words. Now, when you walk a certain kind of a walk and your heart is set in a certain direction, like Daniel, Daniel's heart, although he was working in Babylon, he was in the atmosphere of Babylon, he had to go about his normal business, but where was his heart?
Amen.
It was in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Whenever he had prayed and set himself towards Jerusalem, and his intercession, his prayers was what? For the peace of Jerusalem, for the restoration of Jerusalem. He'd make intercession for them that were in captivity and so forth. Now the Lord looked upon this man, though he had a big position in life, now he was living in the palace and all the different things that he did. But friend, this man's heart was set upon the things of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord said, this is a man greatly beloved. Because he was a man greatly beloved, the very moment he got down on his knees to seek the Lord, his prayer was already answered.
Amen.
And God started now to move things in place to bring the answer to him. Daniel didn't have to spend hours and hours and hours trying to get himself in the spirit, trying to bring himself before the throne of grace, trying to win favor, you know, in the spiritual realm to find his way through to the mercy seat. This was a man that was walking the walk.
Amen.
So
Amen.
When he came for prayer, he was straight.
Amen.
He was straight into that place.
Amen.
An acceptable place before the Lord. As soon as he started to pray, the Lord hearkened unto his prayer. Because it was the prayers of the saints. He was a man greatly beloved. You know, that's what we desire to be.
Amen.
We desire that as we come tonight, remember it speaks in the same chapter 8, it says that the prayers of the saints were stored up in vials, in bowls. You know, so it's like your prayers are going up before the Lord, your prayers are going up before the Lord, and if you are praying sincerely from your heart, a heart in which, you know, the blood has been applied, none of those prayers fall to the ground.
Amen.
But he stores up all of those prayers. You're praying for your children. He stores up all of those prayers. You're praying for your relatives. You're praying for your family. You're praying for all these things. And you say, but the Lord hasn't yet answered. None of those prayers has fallen to the ground.
Amen.
Every one of those prayers has been stored up in his golden bowl.
Amen.
And then in due season now, when he looks, he commands the angel, come, pour it forth.
Amen.
And they come and pour out the prayers of the saints before his throne.
Amen.
And it comes up before him as incense. And now he steps on the scene and he moves now. You may have passed off the scene. There are so many people that prayed for their children, passed off, gone into it, glory.
Right.
And then the Lord, the prophet, would say, how many times did you see these young people here weeping at the altar? How do you not know that it's the prayer of some sanctified
Hallelujah.
Father? It's the prayer of some sanctified father who's maybe already gone on to glory. But
right.
God has stored up those prayers and is answering them tonight.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
It's the greatest investment that you can make.
Sure.
It's a holy life and then pouring out your soul before the Lord.
Yeah,
friends, you're storing up something that can't be denied.
Yeah,
sure.
And it's a righteous life.
Yeah,
and it's the prayer of the saints. That's what you wanted to be. Remember Nehemiah, when he needed access to the throne, when he needed favor.
Oi!
Where was his heart set? His heart
Amen.
Was set
Amen.
On Jerusalem.
Amen.
Though he was living in a strange land, though he was the king's right-hand man, his cupbearer. You know, things were going well for him, but where was the man's heart?
Amen.
Even in the midst of his business, when he heard from his brother Hanani,
yes, sir.
He told him now of the desolations of Jerusalem,
Amen.
The people in great affliction. Where was Nehemiah's heart? It wasn't in his work. He did his work the best he could, but every opportunity that he could, he was thinking, he was praying for the restoration of Jerusalem. And friend, he had favor with the king. Because of his conduct, because of his walk on a daily basis, when he now needed a special favor, which was pushing the limits, pushing the boundaries of his position, because of the favor that his walk, his daily walk, his conduct in the presence had stood up. The king looked at him and said, this is a righteous man.
Amen.
And when he saw him sad, he says, why are you sad? And he says, you know, he prayed once again and he says, Lord, grant me favor with this man.
Amen.
And then he said, how can I not be sad? How can I be happy when the city of my father's sepulchre is lighter than the rest? And then the king says, ask what you need.
Amen.
And he gave him the letters, orders from the king. Divine commission to go, the king's commission, royal commission. a royal grant to the keeper of the king's forest, a royal grant of divine protection on the journey, and all the things that were given to him. But friends, there was a life behind that request. You know, and there was a certain walk and a certain
feeling
on a daily basis. Amen. Amen. Storing up. And when now he needed grace, special grace, he needed a special something from the king, a special decree to come forth, to do something outstanding in his day, our friend Hanani could approach righteously before the king. The king was really moved because of the character, because it was the prayer of saints.
It
was the request of a righteous man. And it says, what the earnest, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth. You know, friends, that's a key. Keep your life right. Like the Bible says, keep short accounts with the Lord.
Amen.
Don't allow much to come between your soul and the Lord, because you never know when you need to call him on the sin. You never know. They don't ever know when sickness is going to hit the home. Accident in the car, disaster along the way, bad news from another country. You never know when those things are going to come. At times like that, like the prophet says, you may not look at yourself and think that you're greatly beloved like Daniel. He says, but don't you like to think sometimes that maybe he thinks of you now and again?
Amen.
Otherwise, every one of us desires that the Lord has had mercy upon us.
Amen.
And friend, that is really what the first condition of really effective prayer.
Amen.
Because if you have stored iniquity in your heart, God hears not your prayer.
Yes. Amen.
And now you need to go back to the brazen altar, not come to the altar of incense. You need to go back to the brazen altar. You need to go back to the blood of the sacrifice. You need to go back to that type of prayer, the prayer of repentance, the prayer of sorrow, the prayer of the publican. He was beating his breast. He wouldn't even set his eyes towards the heaven. And he was saying, be merciful to me, O Lord. I'm a sinful man. That's the type of prayer that a person needs to pray when you haven't been walking right. And then you'll be justified. But tonight we're speaking about priestly prayer.
Amen.
We've moved from the brazen altar. We've come within the first veil. We've gone past the golden candlesticks.
Amen.
We see the table of showbread on the side. And now right before the inner veil, here's the golden altar, the altar of incense. And this is now where the incense is offered. And friend, righteous life is one of the first ingredients of this incense.
Amen.
Amen.
That needs to be offered together with your prayer. You know, there's something about that that really, really moves the Lord. What about Esther? It was the same. Now, when she needed a special request that could have cost her life on behalf of her people, when she consecrated herself, where did she get her boldness from? The boldness came from her relationship with the king.
Amen.
Though she went to do that which wasn't lawful, to go unbidden into the presence of the king. Our friend, where did she get her boldness? Where did she get her confidence? She knew the way she'd walked with this man before. She knew the relationship she'd had with this man before. And though she's been fallen out of favor of him for these 30 days, whatever it was, she knew that there was sufficient of a history in the relationship between her and this man, that she could go now and do that which wasn't lawful, and go and stand in the presence of the king. And the king, he looked down at her, and he remembered her conduct and her character, and he looked at who she was, and he reached forth the golden scepter and said, what is it, Queen Esther? What is your request to the half of my kingdom? Our friends, that's a serious thing to do.
Amen.
The authority that she got.
Amen.
We desire prayer tonight to be like the prayer of Noah.
Amen.
When he did obedience and he came out of the ark in Genesis 8, and it says in verse 20, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. That's verse 21. And the Lord said in his heart, friends, this offering, this prayer, this petition of Noah coming before the Lord to appreciate his deliverance from this great judgment, it came and it touched the heart of God.
Amen.
And it says there, it says, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. And then the rainbow appeared, and God made a covenant with the peoples of the earth. Friend, if you want to see the rainbow, if you want to see the covenant fresh, offer that kind of an offer.
Amen.
And come and offer a sweet smelling offering, a sweet smelling savor before the Lord. It'll come before him. In Exodus 30, It speaks of what this incense was made out of. It was a sacred combination of sweet spices that had to be put together. And up to today, it's a secret. Nobody knows exactly how much of this and how much of that. It was handed down by the Levites one to another. It was a secret. There was something secret about this compound. And this particular mixture of incense, it was God who prescribed it because he loved that fragrance. Ah, friends, if we could get a combination of things right here tonight,
Amen.
The condition of our heart, the words we're going to say,
Amen.
The different things, our approach to it, if we can get certain things right, no man can teach you those things.
Sure.
No, this is a secret between you and him.
Yeah.
But if we can just get the compound right of this incense, get the right things in the right proportions, ah, friends, that pleases him.
Yeah.
That really, really pleases him. That, this is speaking of a secret spiritual force.
Amen.
That's what it really is, really offering incense. It's something spiritual inside of you. And it says in Exodus 30, it speaks about the sweet spices. And it speaks of how the weights had to be offered in a measure. And this was, like I say, God's divine choice.
Mm.
Now, this is what the prophet says in New Ministry. He says, you know,
yeah,
there's just certain things that we can say that just that takes a hold with the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Yeah.
Friends, that is what the secret of prayer is in all
Amen.
Man. But there's certain words you will say, there'll be no response.
Oh.
There'll be certain words you say, you'll know God is hearing and he's storing it up for later.
Yeah.
And there's certain other things that you say.
Uh-huh.
And the moment you say them, there's a response from heaven.
Amen.
There's a response from heaven, and that's the kind of prayer we want to pray.
That's right.
You know, that kind where there's the right mixture of things that gets a divine response. That prayer, those words, that approach, that coming from a certain condition of your heart. They're coming from a certain burden, a certain deep, a certain revelation, a certain quickening, a certain leadership inside of your heart. And you're bringing just the right combination. It's just exactly what God wanted to hear at that time.
Amen.
Ah, friend, how sweet that is. The prophet says certain things that we can say that just takes hold with the Holy Spirit. Just certain things that pleases him just right. And when we say that thing, I want you to notice what you say. If we can just find what to say,
Amen.
Your words judge you, your words condemn you, or your words will bless you.
That's right.
And unconsciously, Banks must have said the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
For no more than he said that, all of a sudden something struck me.
That's right.
He said the right thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Holy Spirit spoke out and said, thus said the Lord. Ah, friends, you say something and the Holy Ghost speaks back to you.
Amen.
Now you like Sister Hattie.
That's right.
Friends, that's the kind of approach you desire tonight.
Amen.
That's the kind of prayer we desire to offer.
Amen.
But there's certain conditions to offer that kind of prayer. There's a certain combination of factors that you've got to get them in line. You've got to yield. You've got to submit.
Amen.
You've got to bring these things before the Lord so they can be pleasing before him. And like I said, no man can teach you these
Amen.
Things.
That's right.
You know, we can teach you the Lord's Prayer. Now, Our Father and so forth, there's certain mixture, a combination of things in the Lord's Prayer. There's worship, there's repentance, there's thanksgiving, there's different things inside. There's petition, there's supplication. You know, such the correct balance of incense inside of the Lord's Prayer. But friend, each and every one of us tonight, we need the personal leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The personal leadership of the guide to lead and guide us in the way that he wants us to approach him and the way he wants us to speak to him.
Amen.
That's what you're desiring as we come for prayer. What are some of these things that could be in a believer's life? Faith. Because without faith, it's impossible
Amen.
To please him.
Amen.
You know, if we don't have faith in it, I mean, it's not an acceptable offering. A double-minded man receives nothing of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want him to be like that. Submission. You know, we can't approach him proud. Remember the Pharisees. You read it with the children the other night of hope. The Pharisees standing there and saying, putting up his hands and, Father, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I thank you that I'm not like this publican here. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I've done. And here was the other man And look, he was beating his breast.
Amen.
And Jesus said, which man went away with a divine response?
Right.
Which one went away justified? Mm. It was the man who wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven. But there was something in his approach, something from his heart. There was a contrition, there was a repentance, there was a sorrow for the things that he had done. Mm-hmm. And friends, something which we really need as a part of the incense of prayer is the spirit of submission.
Amen.
That we're not telling God what to do.
Amen.
We're not telling him, but we come to say, Father,
amen,
if it be pleasing unto you, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be
done.
Because Jesus had the great incense of prayer every time he offered it. That's why he could boldly say, Father, I know that you hear me, because you always hear me. Friend, what a wonderful way that would be if we could always walk like that. So how can you tell when there's this correct mix in your prayer?
Yeah.
This correct incense. That's easy. When the prayer goes up, the blessings come. You'd see the way that you were praying. Friend. But it came up before the Lord.
Amen.
As Elijah prayed, the divine blessing came. The answer came down there and then. And God consumed the sacrifice with fire. Oh, friends, we don't want to be the prophets of Baal. We don't want to spend a lot of time and a lot of activity, you know, trying to get to the place where prayer says, no. You just want to just yield yourself to him and follow his leadership.
Amen.
And if you prepared yourself for the prayer meeting, it's not going to be a problem for you.
That's right.
That's how the prophet says, you've got to say the right thing. Now, like I was saying in the beginning, is that this incense had to be offered with the coals of fire from off the brazen altar. You had to go and take those coals where the sacrifice had been made according to Jehovah's righteous demands. And the blood had been shed and the fat had been offered on the altar and dripped down into the coals of fire. Now, how was that fire lit in the brazen altar? God himself lit that fire.
Amen.
It was divine fire. Fire came from out from the Lord and lit the fire in the brazen altar.
Amen.
Now there was the token, there was the blood was being offered. And now the priest, before he came with the sweet savior, he had to go and take in his golden censer. He would take coals from off the brazen altar, bring it now to the place of prayer, offer the incense on it, sprinkle it on it, and the mixture of the fire and the blood and the incense now, it would ascend up into heaven. It was a pleasing sacrifice. What does that speak for us of? In the token, it says, fully, it says, what? Full obedience to the word. The whole word of God entitles us to the token. Then when we pray, we must have the token to present in our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Our friends, you've got to have the life of the blood. If it's just you speaking in prayer, it's not going to get very far unless it's a prayer of repentance.
Amen.
But even the prayer of repentance, God has to be working together with you to convict you of your sin. And you just need to yield yourself to the influence of the token of the Holy Ghost. The life of the man himself, the prophet, when he prays, we must have the token to present with our prayers. It says, if you say, I pray, Lord, but I really haven't, well, don't, you may have just stopped, see? Go ahead first, get the token.
Hallelujah.
Because that token is what you'll recognize.
Amen.
Ah, friends, there's got to be something else apart from just our humanity and our prayer. That's how Paul says, we don't know how to pray as we ought. We don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Ghost, the token.
Amen.
If we, in this divine partnership in prayer between us and the token himself, our friends, he'll quicken. You will have something divine in your prayer, in your words, in your approach, in the revelation of what you pray. You will have something divine inside of it, divine quickening power. You will have his fire, his life being offered together with your incense as you're offering the incense before the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody decided that it was clever to put it in darkness. So that's really what the prophet says. Go ahead first, get the token. How do you get the token? Obedience to the word. Look at the life that you live. Look at the way that you approach the things of the Lord. Get the token, because that's what he'll make.
Hallelujah.
Sister Hattie, friends, she offered the right incense. There was something about it. She said the right thing.
Yes, sir.
And the prophet says, and as I was with Moses, listen to how he explains about it. He says, little old Hattie right there, sitting in the back of the building, with her heart off the things of the world.
Amen.
Friend, she hadn't been meditating on the things of the world. If you abide in me,
yes,
and my word abides in you,
amen,
ask what you will.
Amen.
Her heart was off the things of the world. It was the prayer of saints.
Amen.
Amen.
And when she spoke, and listen how the prophet says it. He says her heart off the things of the world. She was believing. She said, Brother Bram, that's nothing but the truth. She didn't just say it from here, but God spoke out of her heart.
Amen.
Our friends, the token himself was there.
Amen.
So whenever the truth was said, the token itself quickened inside of her. And she thought she was just saying it, but it wasn't. She was mixing now the token with her prayer. She was presenting now the token with what she said. The prophet says, God spoke out of her. And I said, Hattie, ask what you will, I'll give it to you. And she said, what must I ask? Ah, friends, what I think that that is, that divine leadership, that's really what he's seeking. Is that not what he's seeking tonight?
Amen.
Every one of us. What about Hannah? We can't ever speak about prayer without speaking about Hannah.
Hallelujah.
Hannah, she had come many, many times, like we've said, many, many times to the feast.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many times to the prayer meeting, and went back the same. Because she never had the right ingredients in the incense. Because there was too much of self. She was thinking too much of herself. She was being tormented by Penina. She was going through a hard time. She was at a pity party, feeling sorry for herself in her prayer. I'm sure she'd get very emotional and cry before the Lord and say, Lord, it's so hard, and why does it have to be like this? And in that year now, she came the right way.
Amen.
She had been stripped of selfishness. She wasn't coming thinking of self anymore. She came and said, Lord, if you will take away my reproach, if you will give me a man-child, I will lend him to the Lord all the days of his life.
Amen.
Now she had the right ingredients.
Amen.
Now it was seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
It wasn't just her in the center of her prayer. She's saying, yes, Lord, I want a son, I want a man child, but Lord, if you'll give him to me, I'll give him back to you.
Hallelujah.
And now her incense now came up. That she has a sweet fragrance before the Lord. Though she wasn't able as a woman to go, and she wasn't a priest to go right in, she came and knelt right the closest place that she possibly could get to the Shekinah presence between the wings of the cherubim. And she offered her prayer. And when the incense went up, it so pleased the Lord.
Amen.
Until the blessing came down, the anointing came down upon the high priest. And he blessed her. Friends, that was a real, real assurance. And he blessed her and said, be it unto you, according to the request that you asked. And the Lord blessed your request. And she went to her life and said many times, no more sad. She knew there was something different about my prayer this time. When she prayed it, it struck home and something spoke back to her. Right in her soul and through the words of the high priest. Friends, this time the incense was the right mix. It was exactly what the Lord was always waiting for her to come and present together with her prayers. It was this particular approach and attitude and what she was seeking of the Lord. Because let's never forget, as we come to close, that friend's prayer is going to be the work of the Spirit.
Amen.
An altar in the Old Testament, if you made it out of stones or you made it out of things touched by the hands of man, God wouldn't respect that altar. Once man is involved too much in it, it's defiled before the Lord. That's when you are too much in control inside your prayer. When I'm too much in control inside of my prayer, it's difficult for that prayer to get through.
Amen.
But when you break into that realm, that it's not just us anymore.
Amen.
The Bible says the Holy Ghost helpeth us.
Amen.
In our infirmity, because we know not how to pray. But he makes intercession according to the will of God.
Amen.
You know, so you've got the token there. You're coming with the right approach. You're going to make your mistakes. You're not going to exactly know what to say. But he now, that incense that's being offered at your prayer, the incense of the token now, he takes your broken up words, he takes the desire of your heart, he takes what's ever good inside of you and your approach.
Amen.
And he now mixes it together with the right fragrance. And he presents it now before the throne, according to the will of God. Our friend, that's how Paul in that same chapter, Romans 8, when he speaks about the Holy Ghost making intercession. You read the next couple of verses, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Okay.
Yeah. He says, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Because if God himself is the one inside of you praying to himself,
hey,
if God is helping you to pray according to his will,
Amen.
I don't see that the devil's got too much of a chance.
That's right.
Here.
Amen.
Yeah, despite our failings and our fallings and our falling short and exactly what to do and exactly how to approach him, friend, God so loves the prayers of his people.
Amen.
He so loves to fellowship with his children. He so loves, he inhabits the praises of his people. So he knew he had to make a provision. He knew the best that we could do would be so far short there'd be a breach between the best we could offer and what was acceptable before him. He says, it's no problem. It's not just your prayer, but it's going to be incense. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send the intercession of the Lamb. And he's going to bridge the gap between the best that man can do and the just and holy requirements of God. And friend, if you come up like the without even words, you might even just groan in prayer before the Lord. Because you're burdened inside of your soul. And the Holy Ghost will interpret those groans according to the will of God.
Amen.
You may not even know the right things to say. You might not even know the right approach to make. But God looks on the heart. And the Holy Ghost who put the desire in you sees and knows that desire. And he will make intercession according to the will of God.
Amen.
God's really granted his children a lot of grace.
Amen.
Let's finish. It's the prayers of the saints. Our friends, it's not just the prayer of the saint.
Amen.
Tonight it will be the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
My, the prayers of the saints came up before the Lord as a sweet
smell. Amen.
Oh, friends, when we get together and we pray, imagine the potential that's here tonight in prayer.
Amen.
This is what he says when he closes new ministry. He says, now every one of you, not only ministers, but all of you ought to pray for these people. So we'll say the same to you. All of us must pray for our requests tonight. You don't know what God might do for you while you pray for somebody else.
Amen.
The Job now went and prayed for them that had sinned against him and falsely accused him. The Bible says when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord healed Job.
Amen.
There's healing in the friends.
Right.
And you just follow his leadership. Because the Lord sent those three men back to Job and said, you go to my servant Job and you get him to pray for you. Because if he doesn't pray for you, I'm not going to accept your offer. So the Holy Ghost was now laying a burden upon Job to say, Job, you need to pray for this man. And friend, Job is submitted himself. He didn't let his humanity get in the way and said, let them suffer a little bit. What they did for me. He submitted himself and he approached the Lord with that divine approach, the favor that he had been given. But he didn't just use it for himself. He prayed for his friends. And when he prayed for his friends, the Lord delivered the captivity of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what the prophet said. You don't know what God might do for you while you are praying for somebody else. What if you would say the right thing?
Amen.
Oh, my. She has a woman standing there so sick, you have to hold her up. Here we have Brother Joel's wife in hospital. Yeah?
Amen.
We need the grace of God. Here we have the needs of amongst the children of God.
Amen.
The prophet says, what if you would say the right thing?
Amen.
Here's a woman standing here so sick they have to hold her. What if your prayer would be the right thing?
Amen.
Just like Banks said the right thing.
Amen.
Like Hattie said the right thing. What if you would say the right thing?
Amen.
To cause God to come down and do something.
Amen.
Ah, friends, there may be people here tonight that are like,
amen.
It's not easy for them to offer the right incense to expect the real blessing to come.
Amen.
There's this more going to be a time of praying, trying to get themselves fine-tuned once again. But friends, I believe there's righteous people here tonight that can say the right thing to them.
Amen.
And I believe the Holy Ghost wants to put upon and really has put upon the hearts of people what you pray for today.
Amen.
Just as Mother says that that little lady between the meetings, you've got to speak about him. Now she was got a burden inside of her heart when he saw that mother sitting with a little baby that was sick, waiting for the evening meeting for the prophet to come and pray for the sick. And that little hands, where the prophet says she was just a little hands maid. But she got a burden inside of her heart. And she says, no, I can't pray for the baby. Brother, I will pray for the baby in the evening. And the burden was still there. Mm-hmm. So she went up to the mother and said, you know, would you mind if I disturb you? Sorry about this, but hey, I'm just, would you mind if I pray for your baby? Would you make me feel a little better? And she took and she just released the burden.
Amen.
She just followed the leadership of the Holy Ghost and just released the burden. I don't think it was a prayer that shook the building.
That's right.
She just prayed a prayer.
Amen.
And then she gave the baby back, went back to her seat. And then the prayer card's given out, and the lady comes up with the baby in the prayer line in the evening, comes up before the prophet, and the prophet discerns and says, your baby's healed already.
Amen.
And I'll tell you when the baby was healed. When that lady over there followed the leadership of the Holy Ghost before the meeting and prayed for your child, the prophet says, gifts of healing in the body.
Amen.
This is going from person to person. This is me being a man. I might not have been able to enter in to the feeling to pray for the baby the way that a mother could. So the Holy Ghost laid the burden on the right person and she said the right thing.
Amen.
And when she said the right thing, heaven opened and the blessing came down.
Amen.
And may God help us to say the right thing. Whatever God has put a burden upon your heart, you follow that burden through tonight. This is what if you would say the right thing. Your prayer to cause God to come down and do something. See, this is not just one person. This is the church of the living God.
Amen.
Everybody. This is not everybody being prayer.
Oh,
friends, that's what you desire. We want to pray for evangelism again. We want to pray for our new people, for the children, the young people. We want to pray for our building program. There's so many things we need to pray about.
Amen.
Our friends, and may the Lord lead each and one.
Amen.
That our offering may come before him as incense.
Amen.
Like David in the scripture that we read right in the beginning, when he said it in Psalm 104, let my prayer be set before thee as incense. Let it be something that Lord is pleasing to you. Something that comes and will bring forth a response. Or something that the Lord will say that is pleasing. Let me attend to the voice of my servant. Let me attend to the voice of my son or my daughter. Because of this approach, because of this combination that's all come together. And never forget the vision has to be a combination of things, the right person, in the right place at the right time. And friends, you get yourself in that place at certain seasons, and spiritually something takes place.
Right.
And made to that place.
Amen.
Let's come and put ourselves before the Lord and pray. Let's sing one song by George as we come to pray. Does anybody else have requests upon this night that they put before the Lord? Just remember Sister Lily as well. She's got a request concerning the personal need. Let's really put it before the Lord. Anybody else? Let's remember Daniel, his tonsils once again are playing up on him. If somebody can see the right thing.
Amen. Amen.
How wonderful will be. Anybody else? Pray for Brother Eddie in Nigeria. Pray for Brother Max in Italy, that the Lord will hasten and speed them along and bless them in your business. Let's pray for Sunday service. Pray for Sunday school, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Let's pray for Sister Linda. How are your eyes, sister?
Much better, thank you.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord lays on your
heart.
I'm a criminal, God, I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. Thank you. took him to the inn, poured him the oil and the wine, and it restored him, Lord, Father. What it means to us also today, Father, we were dead in the world, Lord, full of sin, oh God, but you were merciful, Father. You came looking and you found us on the way, took us to a place and cleaned us up, Father. And today we stand in the congregation of the saints, called the sons and daughters of God.
Thank you,
Father, and you gave us eternal life, oh God.
Thank you,
Father, we are so thankful, oh God. Even though there are so many things that come to try and vex us, take us away from the focus, Lord, of the important things. But we are thankful yet for your grace and your mercy that always finds us, oh God.
Thank you,
for today you came again looking, Lord, and you found us in the places where we were, Lord, and you poured in more oil and wine.
Thank you,
and you showed us, oh God, the way to possess our inheritance, the way to get an ear in heaven, Lord, that when we pray the prayer of saints, that you will hear from heaven and even heal the land for the sake of your children. That is thy promise, Lord. And you have shown us today, Lord, how it is done, Father, that we may present our prayers, Lord, with a token, Lord. So we come this night, oh God, asking for your mercy. Asking for your grace, Lord, that if we look back in our lives and there's not a token that we can present our prayers with, Lord, I pray you help us, Father, that today going forward we may live such a life, Lord, that will come before you, Lord, as a sweet-smelling savor, oh God. Help us, Father, that we may shun everything, Lord, that is of this world, that we may shun even the very appearance of evil. And that, Father, we may take the heavenly thoughts, that we may take only the heavenly things, oh God. Father, help us in our meditation.
Yes,
that when the enemy comes to try and steer us away, Lord, Father, that we may be steadfast and
refuse
and keep standing
yes,
on the meditation
Lord.
Of the things of heaven.
Amen,
help us,
Lord.
Father, in our fellowship, Lord, that when a brother, a good brother, a good sister even tries to introduce something,
Lord,
that is not from heaven,
Father,
we look not, Father, to those things, but that
Jesus,
we stand on the word of God.
Amen,
help us,
Lord.
Oh God, when we go
in
to work, when
Jesus,
we go to college,
bus
and everywhere, Lord,
Amen,
when there is a temptation to think of the things of this earth, that we refuse. But that we stand on the word that has been preached to us, that our lives may become a true token mixed with faith with the Holy Ghost. That Father, when we come before thy throne to pray as saints, Lord, we may ask the things that we want and that heaven will respond. Lord, we may stand here, Lord, and pray for our brother David in his situation, and that heaven will respond.
Amen.
Let it never be that I am guilty,
Lord,
God, of hindering thy blessings to come upon our sister Lily in her desire, Lord. When she comes with a request that we would pray, oh God, and heaven will answer.
Amen.
Let it never be anyone in here, Lord,
that
have a secret sin that not confessed, oh God.
Lord,
we come asking for a blessing upon our little children.
Amen.
Daniel with his tonsils.
Lord,
that it may not be hindered, but that you will answer, oh God.
Yes,
I pray that your word will have full effect in our lives. Let it never be common. Let it never be that we are guilty of that, Lord. But that, Father, we may take every experience, every service, Lord, as a new experience.
Yes,
Father, help us as we commit these, your people, into your hands. I pray, Lord, that you will answer from heaven.
Amen, Lord.
Provide healing for Daniel, Lord. That you provide comfort for our sister Lillian's eyes.
Amen.
Provide healing for our little Hadassah.
Amen.
Provide, oh God, Father, the desires of our sister Lily.
Amen.
Provide a house for our brother David, Lord.
Amen.
Even on Sunday, Lord, when we
into
church,
let
there be a song of victory, Lord.
Amen,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the minister would come, extend your hand
blessing
and his family. Watch over them, Lord. I pray, Lord, for our brothers that are not here, Brother Maxwell, Brother Eddie, Lord, may you bless them until they are back. And we thank you for our sister Dube, Lord, and family that are back safely as well, Lord. Father, may you help us now as we leave.
Yes,
Father, to take it, Lord, from today, that today my mouth will not speak perverse things. But Father, as I leave this place, I shall follow thy church order to maintain the spirit in this sanctuary tonight.
Grant
Father,
it,
that
Jesus.
It may not hinder the service on Sunday.
Bless
us, Lord, and help us in this, Father.
Yes,
we desire to please you, Lord, as we commit ourselves to you. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song as we dismiss them. Count your blessings. Count them one by one. Let's not forget our blessings, saints.
Amen.
But it's so easy sometimes to look for big things and fail to see all the good things the Lord does. And in fact, when the Lord does something, it might seem little, but it's not little.
Amen.
It's just grace. You didn't have to do it for me. You didn't have to do it for me. So saints, let's appreciate the things of God. And like Brother Will said, let's leave here. Let's not chat in the church.
Amen.
But let's finish up. Let's go. Let's do it the way the prophet says. Let's keep the sanctuary in order.
Amen.
And when we come back on Sunday, we pick up where we left off.
Amen.
And the Lord will take us from glory to glory. God bless you as we go.
And the whole life belongs to my children.